We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shinayin Beis and Halachas of Erevin. The halacha of joining residents together in the Erev, Siv Vav, is now on the bottom of Rish Memim and Aleph. Bayis Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. So if you have a house between two courtyards, V'pesuch L'shneim, it opens to both of them. The Erevim Shtei, and he made an Erev at both of them. Av L'chatzeres L'Erev Zem Zeh, but the different courtyards did not make an Erev one with the other. Ein L'tat L'kem Shal Shabbos Abbatim L'chatz L'chatz. One should not carry vessels that start of Shabbos in the homes from one courtyard to another courtyard. Adi Bayis Zeh Shebein Shtei through this house that's connected to the two of them. Now, if there was between the two courtyards a kaisel gavoyas tefachim, a wall that's 10 tefachim high, oy shoy karkar shel achas machatzeres, or the ground level of one of the courtyards was gavoyim mechavichem mishetvachim, was 5 tefachim above the other one. But also, when they made it as a ketin to midrash, olav on that mechitzah chamisha, another wall of 5 tefachim lashlim lasar to complete the 2 10 tefachim. As the dirsha brings a picture, dirsha number 32, as you see, the ground level starts 5 tefachim high, and then they make another wall of 5 tefachim to make it a sum total of 10. Ein yichayim la'arv yachad, then they cannot make an erev together as one. Now, if the wall was a height for both of them, 10 tefachim, and on top of it was produce. The members of the two courtyards could take them down to their courtyards. So too, to put on top over there from the produce that started off Shabbos in the courtyard, and then to take it down to the other courtyard. Whether the wall is 4 tefachim wide or in the rochav abba, it's not 4 tefachim wide. Of a pesach shavus of bias, but the produce of start of Shabbos in the house. If the wall is a width of 4 tefachim, also the house, you're not allowed to put on top of it. But loy lohari mimen, not to take down from it. If it's not 4 tefachim wide, then mutter is permitted, as Ramos says. As long as they don't exchange through the kedalel, like we said previously, simish ben bava said al. Says the mechaber further. Now, if the wall was high for one of the courtyards, a height of 10 tefachim. Well, the shnei in the gevurah sar, but the second one is not a height of 10 tefachim. Kugain, for example, shekakor shalechet gevurah mishachaber. The ground level of one of them was higher than the other one. So misha in the gevurah sar, the one that it's not 10 tefachim high, mutl shamash, but he's allowed to utilize the top of the wall. Af became the shabbos of a bais, even with vessels that started with Shabbos in the house. Vasheini, the second one, asal shamash, but it's forbidden to utilize it. Af became the shabbos of a chatzar, even with vessels that started of Shabbos in the courtyard. V'hushei hakos l'rochav abba. And this is being that the wall has a width of 4 tefachim. But if not 4 tefachim wide, then it's permitted for both of them to utilize it. Even from the homes, even if each one made their own independent air. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Mem. So he said, a house between two courtyards, it opens to both of them. He made an air with both of them, but the chatzeres are not joined one with the other. In Latalta, one should not carry vessels that start of Shabbos in the homes from courtyard to courtyard through this house that's between them. Ritz Limo, what it means to say is like this. Avagav, the Kem Shabbos of Abayasim, so even though the vessels start of Shabbos in the middle house, Mutal Talos Shtech, it says you're allowed to carry that to the two courtyards. As the Sharatzin, Ayis Chavdal, says that is even to the homes in the two courtyards. And says the Mishbru, Vechima, Bottom Shabbos Shtech, chatzeres, they love. So too from the homes in the two courtyards to this home. But from the homes of this courtyard to the homes of the other courtyard, Al Yeh Bayis Himtzai, through this middle house, also that's forbidden. As the Sharat Sinai's Chafei says, it appears to me that even if he didn't take them explicitly to the second courtyard, rather in the beginning he placed it in this house, and then afterwards he took it out to the second courtyard, it would also be forbidden because still there are vessels that started Shabbos initially in the house of the other courtyard, and that's similar to what we passed in previously, that the Kelim Shabbos Abayis, you now take it out to another chatzar, even in the beginning you took it out to his chatzar and he put it over there, which was a derech hetar, still that's not going to be allowed to continue. As the Mishnah Berurah says, because the courtyards did not make an erev one with the other. Now, this specifically the erev that they made was not placed in the middle of the house. Rather, was in the other homes in the courtyards. But if they put the two erev in the middle house, then they all became joined together as one. Then they would be allowed to carry from one chatzah to another.
Now,
if you had between the two courtyards a wall that was 10 tefachim high. Now, regarding this, enough, that doesn't make a difference in my kos rochav abba aloy if the wall is 4 tefachim wide or not. Even a thin wall separates between the two courtyards because it's 10 tefachim high. Siv cotton and bays that it's a gevurah so tefachim 10 tefachim high. The bepachas mizek is less than that. Loy chashav efzek is not considered as a interruption. Vavikachatz echad, it's like one courtyard and more urban echad. They make one erev. Vei marvin shnayim, you cannot make two different erevin. Sivkat and Mem Gimel, or the ground of one was higher than the other one by five tvachim, and then they made in it another wall of five tvachim. The kamelon, which we hold Allah is tamachitza mitzdarv la'atel, that the wall combines to the mound of the earth lashlima asar to supplement it for a tenth tvachim. Sivkat Mem Dal, then inuchan b'chul, then they cannot make an erev together as one, because they're separated. But then same thing is Keshagabay Mechaber Asara, when it's just that the ground level of one of them is higher than the other one, 10 Tvachim, B'lay Mechitzi, went out in their walls. Sivkot Memhei. Now, if the wall was high for both of them, 10 Tvachim, and on the top was Peiris, so the members of the two courtyards, Michum La'arid and L'chatzeres, could bring those produce down to the Chatzeres, and also to bring up and put on top over there. The Kamal Amarish HaSimon, like we said in the beginning of the Simon, the Gagat Mechatzeres are Shosachasim, that roofs and courtyards, they're considered as one domain. Barish de Hakoisel, the top of this wall, the Megag is not any better than the roof. Now, Vadavka Lechatzeres is specifically to courtyards that you're allowed to take it down from the top of the wall. Vadavka Lechatzeres, not to homes, if it is for Tzvachamoy. Sivkat and Membav. So he said that you could take it down to the Chatzeres and also to put up from the pairs to start of Shabbos in the Chatzeres. And to take it down to the other chatzer. That's being she'irv kolech b'fnatzma, whether each one made their own erev or lo'irv klob, they did not make an erev at all. The kol chatzer is shoshachasim, because all courtyards have halacha like one domain, who cannot be sevat, like we said in the first siv in the simon. Sivkot mem zayin. So he said, this is whether the wall is four tefachim wide or not. But peyers to start of Shabbos in the house. So if hakoyz rochav abba, if the wall is four tefachim wide, Peter Shabbat Tvachim for Tvachim, then you're not allowed to put up over there and not to take down from that. But the reason is the Kimin Shu Rachav Arba, since it's usually Arba is usually Amos, but that's why I say here it's actually for Tvachim, that since it's for Tvachim wide, who Mokum Choshe Bifnei Atzma, it's considered a significant area that's on its own. And if it's not secondary, it's not nullified to the two courtyards. Levi Gachas Lahalas, Lavin Abatim, they're not allowed to bring up to it from the homes. Vigam Lahor, not Kais Labatim, also not to take down from the wall to the homes. As Sharatzin Ayus Chavtes brings this from Rashi, he says, look at the Taisis, that the primary reason is because since the wall belongs to both of them, and each one made his own Erev, each one is going to make it forbidden on the other one. Sivkat Memchas. Now he said, if it's not tefachim wide, then it's going to be permitted. Why? Because the is marba, when it's less than four tefachim wide, welcome to her. It's an exempt area. It's like a non-area. And therefore you're allowed to bring up to the top of the wall from the homes to it, to take down from the wall and bring it even into the homes. Sivkat mem tes, the Ramah had added, as long as shelo yachlifu, Hainu, that is lahalus min abatam ala koisel, that is as a point of transfer to bring up from the homes to put onto the wall. Ublachs will lead in lachasashen to go take it down to the other courtyard. And the reason why you can't do that, mishum domal osla pukil hajim min abatam lachatzar hashen, because then you might come to do it directly from the homes to the second courtyard. But lohan lachabin tam, without putting it in the middle on top of the wall. Fine, la'el, look previously with Simon, Shim, and Bob, Sabes of Alf, the machaber hebisham shtay days bezeh. The machaber brings two opinions regarding this. The word in the Ramah, it sounds like the Chashash L'Hachma that he's concerned to be stringent. Sivkat Nun. Mechaba continued and said, now if the wall was high for one of them 10 and the other one not 10, for example, let's say the ground level of one of them was higher than the other one, so the one that's not 10 Tvachim high, Mutu B'chulu, it's permitted for him to utilize even Afba Kalim, even vessels that start up Shabbos in the house. Now, my Tomak Shirul Asma would have made an air for itself. Because the Mele Erev, if it did not make an Erev, also made by Slechatzah, and forbidden from the house to the Chatzah, but Koshkan Mechitzah, and then for sure can't carry to the wall. As the Shara Tzina Islam Gimel says, both from the Chatzah to the Mechitzah, well, that both of them are permitted to utilize as Prima Gadim, because like we said, they're considered as the same Rishus. Sivkatan Nun Aleph, even with vessels, Shoshavs of Abayas, the start of Shabbos in the house, because the Lidei, for him, next to Beresha Koysa, Kukarka Chatzah, the top of the wall is considered like the ground of the courtyard, came into Ainu Gavayas Tarachim, because for him, the wall is not 10 Tvachim high. But Nichol Shamasham, and therefore it's convenient for him to utilize that area. Sivkot Nun Beis, the second one is forbidden to utilize it, Af Bekin Bechulu, even vessels that start of Shabbos in the Chatzah. Why? Because the Holy Shechavir Mutab Bayis Min Bayis Lamechitza, since the other person is permitted from his own home to the wall. Tavalech Kechatzir, because it's like his Chatzir. If Mishamish Kamashen Lamechitza, if the other person is going to utilize also on Mechitza, which seemingly he should, but then Yerushush Shneim Shaletz Mechitza, then both of them will have dominion over this wool, then automatically it will go back to the first one being forbidden to carry from his house to the mechitza. Since each one made their own erev, okay, and therefore it's not possible both of them to utilize on that. And therefore, we give permission for the utility for this to this guy. Shatash Mashnich Labiyesa, where the utility is more convenient for him. Well, that the first guy, since the wall is lower than Nich Labiyesa, that he's the one that has it the most convenient. He actually is leaning for the second guy to utilize it. If his vessel is the start of Shabbos in the courtyard, Siv Katan Nun Gimel. This is if the wall was a width of 4 tefach. But if it's not 4 tefach wide, the mutlash name, lashtamish, then it's permitted for both to utilize the top of the wall, even from the homes, even that each one made their own independent air. Why? Because I have a makam tur. Less than 4 tefach is an exempt area, and therefore that's permitted for everyone to utilize. Siv Zayin. Nifrit Sakoisel. If the wall has a breach, adesa amas, up until 10 amas, hadu kepesach, it's considered like an opening. Who, as long as shleihei nifrit bimlui, not totally breached on that side. If the breach is more than 10 amas, then it's considered like there's no separating wall. It's considered like one chatzar. They have to make it together, and there is one. Says Rambam, all the more so. If you don't have between them a wall that's 10 tefachim, the tzichon or biyachad, of course, they have to make it ever together as one. That's Rabbi Yonis in the Perek Chalon. Says Meshbaru Sivkot Nun Dalad. If the wall has a breach, ad eser b'chulu ba'ad b'chalal, including 10 amas itself. Sivkot nun hey, hadei kepesach, it's considered like an opening. I came therefore. Imrotz, if they want to marvin shnem, they can make 2 separate erevin. Imrotz, if they want to marvin yachad, they can make erevin together as one. Ukanabas sivdalik, we already said this in sivdal. Sivkot nun vav, as long as shalei nifritz, as long as it's not totally breached. Because in rifritz bimluah, if it's totally breached, afil apachas mes amas, and even if it's less than 10 amas, tuchel arbi yachad afka, of course, then they have to make an erevin together as one. There's no separation. Sivkot nun zayin, bimlui, meaning in total, it's opening. Whichever can be totally, you have to be remaining on each side a little bit, or at least on one of the sides of the wall. Pasa ba tefachim, reichet begayv asara, a board of 4 tefachim width with a height of 10 amas. Because of lavach, because of not of 10 tefachim, because of not, how do you commission? It's like a totally breach. Says the Magen Avraham. My elbas mission is a magimus of beis mission brur mashu kizavim zeh or root regarding this. Sivkot nun chas. Now, if the breach was b'yesim esavachul more than 10 amas pirish, was then afal anishim and akoisel mekan. Then, even if you're remaining with the wall on either side, kifli kaflam mashanovel, double of what fell, it doesn't make a difference. Hakol chashuk kanovel, everything is considered like a collapse. Veins a pesach al pirish because it's not opening; it's considered a breach and it's not considered like separated. Sivkot nun tes, and therefore they would have to make an erev yachat together as one. Because each one's making his own erev, they can make a forbidden one on the other because they're not considered joint. They make a door frame in the place where the breach is. Chashav kepesach then is considered as an opening, even when it's more than 10 amas. And if they want to, they can make 2 separate erevin. As the Shartzin Islam and Zion says, like we said previously in Shin Samach Kimos of Chofav, that the Tzuras HaPesach is effective in all situations. Sivkat and Samach. And for sure, said Rambam, a main b'nei b'chul. If they don't have a between the mechitza that's 10 tefachim high, of course they have to make an erev together as one. For the same thing is in kol mechitza gavas tefachim. If the whole mechitza is a height of 10 tefachim, el shesh b'techa, but you have inside of it makom rachav yisim es amas, an area wider than 10 amas she'in begav and a set tefachim that doesn't have a height of 10 tefachim. Hadei chashav kepirtzik gemur. That's considered like a total breach. With tzrichas or biyach davka, and then you would have to make a davka an erev together as one. Bir halacha. The b'maschu b'loy l'harid mimenu. That if the width is if the wall is a width of 4 tefachim, then you now let it bring up to it, and now take down from it. In other words, even the peiris that started Shabbos on the top of the wall and above. You now bring it down to the homes, but to the chatzeres that would be permitted, says the Gemara. And the Vemaschal Fila Erva, we said, but if it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's permitted for both of them to utilize it, even from the homes, even if each one made their own independent Erv. So Lachar Davka be Erva. Davka if they made an Erv, because if they did not make an Erv at all, then it's permitted for both of them to carry from the homes to the chatzer. And it's logical even to take it explicitly to the Mechitza would be forbidden. Look at Prima God. Says what you could say is what the Mechaba is saying like this. Afman abatim, and for sure from the chatzers. And that is what the Mechaber is going when he concludes, Afilu Irvu, that because without Irvu, for sure, it would be permitted for both of them to carry from their chatzeris onto the wall, but not from the bottom. And the Maschal of Nifritz, B'yesim Eser, B'chulu, if the breach is more than 10 amas, then it's considered as one chatzer, and even the remains from the walls, gidudim, like this protrusion is close to the ground, as long as it's not a height of 10 tvachim, it's not considered as significant. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 35. Sivkot Memhei, Mishpurat said that dafka lechatzeres, but not to the bottom, if it has a width of four tvachim, because, yeah, gargum lechatzeres are considered as one, but not the bottom. But what you see from his words is that one cannot carry from his friend's chatzer to his house. Shach Nachrav adds on to explain that vessels that started of Shabbos in one of these reshuyas, chatzer, gag, karfuf, you're not allowed to bring them into another house, that did not make an air with the reshuyas that the vessel started of Shabbos inside of. And even if he brings in derech mamash by wearing it to a chatzer that has an Erev where this bias is, you know, I carry it from there to the house, because since it started off Shabbos and Rishus, that does not have an Erev with this bias. Dish number 36, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber brought two opinions, and that the Ramah was here is being chushed to be Machmer. The opinion of the Russian Erev and the name of the Balamar, that's forbidden to carry from Rishus Yoch to the Carmelist, even in the way that you place the object in the meantime in the Makam Tur. Because there's no difference between Rishus Dereisa to Rishus Rabban regarding this halacha. That's what's pinned the Rash, but it's for pinned the Rif and the Rambam, that only by biblical Rishus, Chacham made it forbidden to carry through a Makam Torah. But by Rishus Rabbanon, as long as the Issa Itzah is Rishus Yochad the Karmel, Rabbanon, as a gzer that you might come to carry to Rishus Rabban, we're not going to be gzer only that you shouldn't carry out from Rishus Yochad the Karmel. We're not going to make it that you can't go through a Makam Torah, because that would be as a gzer for you might come out to a Carmelist, which would be gzer l'gzer, because the whole problem by carrying it to Carmelist, which you're concerned for, which then be itself a gzer to come out to Rosh Hashanah. There's number 37. Now, if the wall is between two homes and there are holes between them that are not a width of 4x4 tvachim, Rabbi Yonatan Ervin writes, it's forbidden to carry through the holes that are between them. Also, according to opinions, that you're permitted to carry from Rishus to Rishus through a Makam Torah, because the wall is considered, it was as Chayri Rishus Yachid for both of them. It's considered like the crevices of the Rishus Yachid, and even though they themselves, the holes are not significant, but they would make it forbidden one on the other. Dish number 38, the Drama here was concerned to be Machmer, that you cannot transfer through it. For this reason, if someone carries a key in the chatzer, and he puts it into the hole of the lock, that's considered as a makam tur, it'd be forbidden to open the door when the key is inside the hole, because it's forbidden to carry from rishus to rishus through a makam tur. Tzvus Mechaz Yitzchak writes that the lock, it's possible to put in the key from the two sides, is considered as chay rishus yachad, as the crevices of rishus yachad. And we discussed this at length in Shin Mem Vav Sif Katan Chavches. Dish number 39. Even though when you have two chatzers, each one made their own erev, you're allowed to carry from chatzer to chatzer the vessels that started for Shabbos in the chatzer. My mother explains, and so to the Chaznish, that by two courtyards, this that you carry inside of it is not seem that because of that. Yeah, as if the people of one chatzar have a portion of the other chatzar, which is not the case by a wall. Just that they utilize, it looks like that's because they have a chelik in the kaisel, a portion in the wall. And if you're going to permit both chatzars to carry over there, it's going to come out that the wall is going to be a chatzar, a shutfin, like a sheared courtyard, and it's going to be forbidden for the people of the first one to carry over there the vessel that started of Shabbos in their house. And they're chazal masakin, that only people of the first chatzar that's come in for them to utilize over there, they could utilize it. And even to carry over their vessels that start of Shabbos in their house. And the people of the second courtyard that's not convenient for them to utilize it, whether they cannot utilize it at all. This is number 40. Regarding B'dikas Chametz, the Tur Paskins are Chaim Tuf Lam Gimel, that the high places that a person cannot reach over there does not need a B'dika. And he brings the words to Yishalmi that above 10 Tvachim is considered high places. He asks, what do you mean? The primary utility of a person is above 10 Tvachim. The Bach writes that the Maril resolved this halacha based on what we see over here, what we're discussing. the sources from the Gemara Eben Davayin Zayin, that above a height of 10 Tevachim, it's not convenient for a person to utilize. And that the Bach has, and so to in the Sefer Teir Shabbos, that he missed what Rashi and Tosfos explains in the Eben Dav Pei Dalet, that they write the Dafke and the Chotzer, that the norm is to utilize over there heavy vessels. Above 10 Tevachim, that's considered that's not convenient for utility. But in a house, where you use light things, and even above 10 Tevachim, is considered convenient utility. Just number 41, Chaznesh writes like the opinion of the Rashba, which Mr. Bruha brought, that is lenient, that the second one could utilize at least vessels to start off Shabbos in the Chatzar. And he asks on the first opinion, where do we know to make up this Isser on our own? He also asks on the words in the Gemara, even of Tzadik Alpha and Beis. Dershun number 42, the source of the words of the Shulchan Aruch, but that if it's not for Tvachim Moed, it's permitted for both of them to utilize, even from the bottom, from the Ram. Chaznish asked that since for one Chatzar, the wall is not 10 Tvachim high, if that's the case, the wall is considered as a continuation of the Rishos of the Chatzar, and as if the wall is a width of 4 Tvachim. If that's the case, they should be permitted to utilize over there, only for people of the Chatzar that's lower down. However, we find also in the words of Rashi Eben Dav Pedal that as long as the ziz, the ledge, is not a four tvachim, even though it's low for this one, high for that one, it has a halacha like a makom torah. That's how Tosfos Rabbi in the Peretz writes. Dershun number 43. Rabbi Halacha had written, even to take directly to the mechitza is forbidden. In other words, that you're not allowed to take vessel the start of the Shabbos in the house, from the house to the makom torah through the airspace of the chatzar, even when you don't put the vessel in the chatzar. And even though the akir was in the house and the nacha was in the makom torah, still it's forbidden because you're transporting through the aver of the chatzar. And that's how the Chaznish writes. So now that he says forbidden to carry through a domain that you don't have an air with, even though you're not putting it down. But then he proves this from the words of the Gemara, even the Peites and the Rambam and the Perek Dav Mechaz Erevin, and so that you see in Tesis, within the Pehei, Amanal of the Maskal Bor.